Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Pod Swafters. It's your friend and confidant, Luke Owen here. Hope you're doing well on this fine, fine April 1st. Can you believe WrestleMania is only a few days away? Unreal! God, that really sounded like salesman spiel. I do apologize about that. But we do have an incredible amount of content coming up in the next week or so with predictions for NXT TakeOver New York and WrestleMania, as well as full reviews of TakeOver, WrestleMania, the G1 Supercard, Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania, and so much more. Seriously, you are going to have almost too much content coming into your ears. But in the meantime, here is a short sample of Ramble Club, which just went live for our $10 backers over on Patreon. If you've not heard it before, Ramble Club is essentially me, Ollie, and Laurie sitting down, having a few drinks, and talking about subjects that are suggested by our Patreon backers live as we record it. And in the clip you're about to hear, Laurie and I talk about a stag do we went on in Cardiff, where our friend Dan got, shall we say, very ill from a dare he had to do where he had to down Muller Corners. It's pretty gross, but you'll hear about it in this clip coming up. And if you like what you hear, please do consider going over to Patreon and becoming one of our $10 and above Patreon pledge hammers to hear the full 90-minute version of the show, where not only do we review Big Apple Takedown, we also sing some karaoke classics for Ollie Davis's birthday. Enjoy this clip of Ramble Club. I knew there's something dramatic was happening though, because I was in Sainsbury's when she called me and said, "We'll talk later."
That's the worst. Just tell me now. Yeah. In the yogurt aisle.
Yeah. And I'll never eat a Muller Corner again.
I'll never eat a Muller Corner again after Dan Stag do, to be honest.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'll never eat a Muller Corner.
I don't know this story.
So on Dan's, our friend Dan Stag do, on the way down, we all wrote a series of dares onto bits of paper, then put them all in a hat. And throughout the stag do, we were basically just drawing these dares out.
Which one's Dan again?
This is
Laurie and Luke's larger group of friends.
Have you met Dan? He wasn't at my stag do.
Oh, he wasn't? Okay.
No.
He's the one who looks Dan's like one of our D&D players as well.
He looks like a young George Lucas.
Was he at your birthday?
Was Dan?
Because yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
The other one wearing the lights.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I was introduced to someone as this is the guy who wasn't on the stag do.
That's
so
right.
It must
yeah.
Be, yeah, yeah.
So we were writing these dares, and a lot of them were like, go and talk to a stranger. Dan was dressed as a Dalek. We'd gone to Cardiff.
Nice.
He loves Doctor Who.
Nice.
Yeah. He had drank an entire bottle of champagne, I think, on the way down, and had a bowl of cereal that was like Bailey's.
It was Cocoa Puffs and Bailey's.
Yeah.
And he had had that by about half past. Actually, by about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we got the train.
We got the train
at 8 a.m.
Yeah, because they duct taped the champagne bottle to his hand, so he couldn't take it off until he finished it. And then, yeah, he had
so
the
cocoa puffs.
Yeah,
so we wrote all these dares, and he got off the thing.
Do you want to hear the dare I gave him?
Go on, then.
Tell people you're dressed as R2-D2.
and dressed as a Dalek.
And when they tell you you're wrong, argue very, very... yeah. No, I am R2-D2.
So there were a lot like...
This is famously from George Lucas's Star Wars. Oh, wow.
But we also had him stand in the station on the platform for a good 5 minutes welcoming people to Cardiff dressed as the Dalek. We then went and did the Doctor Who experience, to which we said, start leading your own tour.
Oh my god.
He was really good.
Very
though,
good at it.
He
though.
Actually knows a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he was just like, and this is the outfit from this episode. And he was like, you're too good at this. My dare was down a Muller Corner. But we sent off. So the best man wandered off and came back with a Muller Corner. But he was like, well, it was three for a pound, so I bought three.
And this by this time was about 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
So we'd been drinking all day.
Yeah, and he was like, so he downs the first one. Like,
how?
So takes the...
A Muller Corner, has the crunchy
edition. The crunchy side, yeah. So he left that to one side, ripped that off, and had just the triangular yogurt section.
Use that as like a funnel.
And he sort of, you know, tipped it and poured it and drank it. Yeah. And I said, that's good. And then he just shotted the crunchy bit and sort of worked through that.
It's how Mr. Bean makes coffee.
Yeah. But then for the second one, I said, could you do... Yeah, that was great. You're going to have to do the second one now because we bought all of them. So, but can you do it so that you're not doing the triangle like a funnel? You have to drink from the middle of the triangle, so the base of the triangle.
Oh, so you got
to
slurp it. Yeah, slurp
and
it
he
out.
Had this Joker smile of yogurt around his mouth for the rest of the evening, I think. And then went outside and was riotous.
Very
sick.
It's going to curve.
Very sick in the middle of Cardiff.
Yeah, you want to have, I guess, before to theoretically line the stomach.
Yeah.
But I guess it was just sitting
the
on
horse
top
had already
of everything.
Bolted.
And then just curdled.
And the horse had already bolted, and then the yogurt bolted from his stomach out of his mouth. It was pretty gross.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.